Hi, it's Dan Flank here with the latest. The PM's unveiled a three-stage plan to get the country on the road back from COVID-19 in hopes of things returning to normal by July. The first stage will see outside gatherings of 10 people allowed and up to 5 people allowed at your home. Kids will be back in classrooms and retail and small cafes will be allowed to reopen. Local and regional travel will be allowed, while libraries, playgrounds, boot camps, golf courses and swimming will be back in action. Stage 2 will see larger public gatherings allowed and some interstate travel considered. While Scott Morrison says the final stage will see a further relaxation of restrictions across the country.
So there will be more work to do on step 3. But most workers by then will be back in the workplace. Interstate travel will likely resume. Pubs and clubs with some restrictions will be open. And also possibly gaming venues.
Meantime, our state and territory leaders have begun revealing when Stage 1 will be rolled out. The ACT's tipped to start relaxing some measures from midnight tonight, and WA's giving an update on Sunday. South Australia's rolling out Stage 1 measures from Monday, and New South Wales and Victoria will make further announcements next week. While Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says May 15 is the date restrictions will be eased there.
Dining in at restaurants, pubs, clubs, RSLs and cafes with a maximum of 10 patrons at a time of gradual reopening. This does not include bars or gaming venues. It's about the service of food, but you can get the service of food and alcohol there.
The NRL has confirmed 3 Titans players, including Bryce Cartwright, have been stood down for refusing the flu jab. Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young's confirmed the news this afternoon.
So I've had a discussion with them this morning and they've stood down those 3 players at the moment until we work through what it means.
While Gold Coast hooker Nathan Peets has taken to social media to confirm he's getting the shot this afternoon and says the only reason he hadn't already was due to a bad experience back in 2012.